welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and our mouse chatters today are Steve, Chris, and Bob. Welcome, everyone.
Howdy.
Hello.
Hey.
I didn't forget you.
That's very nice.
You're welcome.
The relationship is back on.
Bliss.
I'm relieved. It was touch and go there for a while last show.
It was. It was scary. A little cold in the room. On today's show, we are going to be doing listener questions. So these questions are all coming from you, the listeners. We're going to do our best to answer them and give you the best answers we can. Has everyone read over them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So these are from our...
You probably have.
And these are from the Mouse Chat Facebook page. And if we read your question, we're going to send you a Mouse Chat pin.
Ooh.
Yeah. So send me an email with your full address. Comments at mousechat.net if you hear your question read, and then we'll get that in the mail to you.
Sounds good. We're going to see them on eBay everywhere.
What do you think the starting bid on those is going to be?
I don't even want to say.
It'll be more than the Segway pins.
I like the Segway pins. If we autograph them, if we all sign our names very small and teeny tiny Sharpie.
Ooh.
Well, we may have to do just like an index card and pin it to the index card. We'll sign that. Because you're not going to be able to sign on these things. Sorry. All right. So let's go to our questions. Okay. Dana writes in. She wants to know, here's one. Now that Disney has Lucas, what addition or attraction do you wish will be built? I would love to see a cantina. I think that's unanimous between all of us. I'm an Ewok fan, you know. Mine are all corny, so they're all cute and corny. Yeah.
An Ewok fan? Really? You must be like the only one.
What?
Oh my gosh.
No, that's not true. Everybody loves Ewoks.
No, I don't like Ewoks.
Oh, I love Ewoks.
I have a stuffed Ewok.
Do you really? So does my son.
Yeah. From back
just,
when...
I don't know why, but that just makes me...
Oh, I've got so many things that'll make you laugh, Bob.
Yeah. Okay, you have a stuffed Ewok. Good.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like I bought it last week. It's back from my Disney music days and.
But I mean, so you'd like to see like an Ewok attraction where you could
like a speaker
or something?
I have no idea, but I like Ewoks.
Knock the Ewok over.
It's kind of like Lauren and Duffy. I like my Ewoks.
Okay. You could have, whack an Ewok. You have like a carnival day with that, you know. Yeah.
Why would anyone want to hurt an Ewok? They're the good guys.
No kidding. They do a lot to support our
No.
I was going to say troops, Pebbles. But that doesn't really work. Our good guys.
Yeah, they'd like drop acorns on their head, on the stormtroopers' heads and knock them out or something.
I have no idea if there's any practical application for Ewoks, but I like them, and I'm answering the question.
Okay, I think one of the best movies was probably Empire Strikes Back and the Battle of Hoth. I would love to see a solitary attraction done with that. Like a roller coaster type ride or some type of a thrill ride, not a simulator ride, because I do think that that's a little overdone at theme parks in general. But Hoth is just awesome. I think there's a lot of possibilities there. I also think a speeder bike ride would be cool. You know, something with that.
Something everybody could fall off of.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Well, it happens to be.
They look so precarious, you know?
Hey, you can ride a bicycle on ET. You can ride a speeder.
Really? I've never been on that attraction.
What?
So.
You've never been on ET?
No, never.
Oh, Chris.
I'm learning things.
Have you even been to Universal Studios?
I have. I used to have an annual pass there last year. I just let it expire, but it really only had it for Harry Potter,
okay.
So.
Yeah, but you haven't done ET?
But
no.
You're not missing anything.
So I'd like to see a Hoth thing. I'd like to see a speeder bike thing. I don't know about the Ewok thing. And I'd like to see that's all you, Lisa and Chris. You guys can go to Ewok.
You know what? You're not allowed to go to our Ewok
village. Like an Ewok petting zoo.
And you can have like short cast members dressed up in costumes, and you could just, you know, pet them and
you know what? I might be satisfied with a character. You know what? That might do it for
like
me.
Chip
I just want to see
one with a brown nose.
I
want
to see some more merchandise.
One with a black nose.
Warwick Davis is available full time to come to Disney and you know be a character full time.
They could do an Ewok Village playground for the kids. You know, with the trees and the...
Well, you know what? Take out Honey, I Shrunk, the kids' playset, and put in an Ewok.
There you go.
Ewok petting zoo.
See? Now you're on board. Thanks,
well,
Bob.
Okay, what about... I also think there'd be some cool stuff you could do with Indiana Jones. You know, Escape from the Boulder
from the Boulder.
Well, and this is why I'm not an Imagineer, all right? But
there you go. Make it.
Try again.
The ride's going to be
hold on, we're
going to
reset.
While we scrape this guy off the floor.
Yeah, sign the waiver before you get on.
Well, you know, if they allow bungee jumping at county fairs.
There you go.
Yeah, Disney's too smart for that.
County fair,
you know what? People would totally sign a waiver to escape from a large boulder.
I can do it.
Yeah, it would be something different.
Oh my!
Wow!
It is right.
This is why I need to be vice president of sidewalks and trees, because I clearly am not.
Imagineering isn't up your alley.
Imagineering is not up my alley. No.
Okay, so what can we do with Indiana Jones? I think.
Wait! I'd like to say something.
Okay.
For me, a Star Wars thing that I would like to see is actually, I'd like to see a character meal.
Yeah.
I think that would be nice. I mean, I know the cantina is kind of getting into that, but I would like specifically like a character breakfast for kids, because we always complain about how boys never have anything. And I think that would sort of be fun.
And boys and girls and parents. I think that's, you know, that totally would play well across all genres. Absolutely.
Oh, I think it would be impossible to get into, because so many little boys from like kindergarten until about third grade are just Star Wars obsessed. And then you have all the grown up boys who are Star Wars obsessed. So,
and you know what? They're obsessed without even seeing the movie.
That's true, because they see all the toys. The toys are everywhere. So anyway, that would be, at a minimum, that would be the one thing I would like to see.
Okay.
And then again, the cantina, I think, would be fun. And I think, some sort of attraction with Ewoks, of course.
What about Indiana Jones, though? What would you do?
I would just bring what we have out in Disneyland here. I think that's a fantastic ride. Maybe change it up a little bit.
They could do something similar, but yeah, change it up.
Just add Ewoks to it.
Exactly.
You have to run over Ewoks.
Yeah, that's you run. Maybe the Ewoks have to escape from a large boulder in their quest for the Holy Grail.
I'm not even going to respond.
Well,
wow.
There you go, Dana. I mean, maybe your ideas are better than ours.
I hope they've got better ideas than we do.
Yeah. And like on the show with Ron Snyder, I liked his thing where he just said, you know, he wants to be, you know, surprised. He doesn't want something that, you know, is obvious. He just wants something totally new and different.
And that's what they'll do, right? I mean, they'll do something, they'll pull something out, and we'll be like, oh, what a brilliant idea. I never would have thought of that.
That's why they get paid big bucks and we don't.
That's right.
Okay. I'm moving on. I'm going to our next question from Monique. And she writes, my family will be going to Disneyland Resort during the Christmas holiday. Although my natural question is, how crazy will it be during that time of the year? But actually, it has to do with where to stay. I already know the three main Disneyland Resort hotels are booked, but since they have never been to California, I'm wondering what would be some of the better hotels to stay at and which ones to avoid. Sadly, we won't be joining them for this one, but in August, I am planning to take the trip over to the other side for D23. Take the trip to the other side. Thank you guys so much. You all rock.
Yay!
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we actually had a listener answer to this. And this is from Stephanie. She wrote in, Monique, we are Californians and we stay at the Hampton Inn and Suites in Garden Grove all the time. We like it a lot. Just about 1 mile away from the Disneyland on Harbor Boulevard, We always took our own car because of all the baby equipment, but the Anaheim area transit does hit it. There is a cost for the shuttle, too far to walk for a long day. And that's from Stephanie. I'm going to jump in with Kevin's answer as well. Regarding Disneyland, my family uses Wyndham Hotel, and we are happy with their service. It is less than a mile from Disneyland with a free shuttle, less than a block from California Pizza Kitchen. And it has a helpful concierge, an outdoor pool, and a gym. So that's what Kevin has to throw in there.
And I know the ones that get a lot of discussion and are very popular with people visiting. The Annabella Hotel gets a lot of positive feedback, and that's less than half a mile from the parks. The Candy Cane Inn, you see a lot of people talking about Candy Cane Inn and booking Candy Cane Inn. And it is an older resort, but you know, free continental breakfast. It's got a shuttle to the resort. People said the staff there is really very good. Less than a half a mile from the park.
The Carousel Inn as well.
Another good one.
Yep.
That you see a lot.
Yeah, it's right across the street.
I know a lot of people. Ramada Main Gate is another popular one. Again, across the street. There's basically no shortage of.
There's dozens.
Of good neighbor hotels within the area of Disneyland, which is really very nice.
And because of the competition, they do offer some nice things at good prices. And they have to keep a clean, well-maintained hotel. Otherwise, they're just not going to make it. And why blow such a great location? Because you can't keep the hotel in good condition. So they do it.
Right. And that Anaheim Resort Transportation, if you need it, it's really not expensive at all. I want to say it's like $10 for a few days. It's really cheap. A
couple cups of coffee.
Yeah. So, so many of these are really close that, and I know it's hard to know if you've never been out there, but when you go out there and then you see all of these resorts and inns and hotels and they're one after the other, and some of them literally you step outside and there's Space Mountain at Disneyland, you know, or there's the Matterhorn. That's how close they are. So I think those are a couple of good choices. If the ones that our other listeners recommend aren't available, look into the ones we gave you. Because I think they're popular and I think they would work for your family.
And they're in a somewhat moderate category. They're not going to break the bank. They're not what you might compare to Disney World as a value resort. They are considered moderately priced with moderate accommodations.
Right. Comfortable, clean, safe.
Candy Cane and Carousel, they both offer a continental breakfast for free, which is nice. Check them out. If you have any additional questions, you can go ahead and write in. And if you have any questions about Disneyland and their good neighbor resorts, and we'll get one of our pixies to help you out. I'm going to move on to our next question. Okay, so now we have a question from Angela, and I do like her little ID picture. It's not really an avatar. It's a picture. She's got
her Facebook. Yeah, her Facebook. Yeah.
Sam Eagle.
Picture. Yes, yeah.
Love it. So Angela writes in, can my family come and park for free at Animal Kingdom Lodge Kidani and hang out with us? They also have reservations for Boma for breakfast. If you're asking if parking is free at Animal Kingdom Lodge, yes, you can come hang out when they go to the gate. They just need to indicate that they're visiting family or friends. And since they have a breakfast reservation as well, that's not a problem. Easy peasy. I like that one.
Yep. Just show your ID. That's it.
So the same Kevin that responded to the previous question, one of the prior questions, has another entry here, another comment for us. So he writes to Mouse Chat, this is just a thank you for answering my last question to finding the videos that explore different activities on or different activities a Disney resort guest can choose from. I did go to your suggestions and purchase Disney Parks Magic Behind the Scenes. I love this documentary for exploring the different options available to a Disney guest. The DVD was made in 2010, so already its references to current events feels a little aged. coming soon, The Muppets. So I hope they create an updated version. Or maybe I should request a free DVD on Disney's website, which I hear is updated each year and focuses heavily on what is new and exclusive for that year. Thanks again for the advice and for creating a great community. Yay! Thank you, Kevin. We appreciate the comments. And yeah, that is a good way to keep up with the new and exciting things and attractions that are going on in the different parks. Order the DVD.
I wouldn't be surprised if now that the new Fantasyland is opening up and Test Track is opening up, if they don't release a new set of videos. Yeah, I'm dating myself. A new set of DVDs. Yeah, coming soon on Laserdisc.
beta yeah. tape.
Yeah, there you go. On 8 tracks. get them here. No, I wouldn't be surprised. Don't you think that they'll do at least for the Magic Kingdom, or just overall they'll do a refresher
yeah.
with new attractions and things and talk about the expanded Fantasyland, because I know they want to push that.
Yep.
They want to push it, but I'm sure it's not cheap to keep reproducing. They've got so much stock of what they already have.
It's hard
to plan ahead for how many to produce, and I don't know. Well, I hope we see something.
It's like those cruise DVDs. I don't think they include the Dream or the Fantasy. So it'd be nice to have that updated as well and get inside looks at the ships for people that have never been. Maybe they're taking a cruise, or maybe they've taken one and they want to remember the magic, so to speak.
Yeah, and I know some people collect those DVDs that you can get from Disney each year. Just, you know, the vacation DVD, and they have little things in them as well.
And actually, Lisa, did you see Kevin asked another question, too?
This is a Kevin moment. If you want a trivia question, here's one on my mind. What is the name Spaceship Earth? It's my favorite ride at Epcot, but come on. If it's a time machine, but then they call it a spaceship, it's a spaceship, but it's on Earth, so it makes no sense to me, and I'm wondering if everyone else feels the same. Interesting. Spaceship Earth. Because we're on a journey, and our spaceship is the Earth. And
I think that's in the song. Isn't that something? Or in
I'm
the
reaching.
Original? No, there is something about that in the original, whoever narrated it. I can't remember. Like Walter Cronkite.
Walter Cronkite.
You actually are correct. Earth is referred to
as our vehicle.
As yeah, our vehicle, and they call it Spaceship Earth, and we're traveling through. I agree. It's a little it's kind of a weird name.
I never gave it much thought, honestly. Spaceship Earth. Huh.
You know,
thanks, Kevin.
So there you go. I mean, it is kind of strange. Honestly, I don't go on it as much now because I miss the narration from Walter Cronkite, and I miss
he was
it
the
from
best.
And Jeremy Irons wasn't bad either, but I really liked him as Scar in The Lion King. So.
Right. I think if I heard Jeremy again, I'd remember it, but I just don't remember him. I remember the lady that they have now, and I don't know her name.
Dame Judi Dench.
Yeah, Judi Dench.
So, and not that she's bad, it's just, it doesn't do anything for me. But yeah, I think they're calling it Spaceship Earth because our spaceship is called Earth, and this is the attraction is supposed to be a ride through, you know, man's journey. And I guess it's supposed to have a deeper, significant, educational meaning.
It's the Earth's journey from, of course, the caveman up through current times into the future. So that's the journey that the Earth has taken. And I guess our vehicle is the spaceship. So
that's deep.
Well, okay. But I mean, you could do this with a lot of attractions. Space Mountain. Okay. So you're riding a roller coaster through space, but where's the mountain?
You're in the mountain.
Yeah.
But you're in space. How can you be in a mountain?
Space has mountains.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
This show's getting deep.
Yeah.
It is getting deep.
Yeah, I say no more questions from Kevin. Yeah,
my head hurts.
Thank Not for you. A while. Just hold off for a little bit, Kevin. We need to recover.
But at least you got a pin, Kevin.
So. We might take it back after that trivia question.
we're revoking.
Oh, wait. Does he get three pins? One pin. Sorry, Steve shaking his head. Sorry, Kevin. I'd give you three, but I'm not in charge.
I would totally give him at least two.
Maybe we can find something else. Maybe we can have Bob's autograph.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe a picture of Bob.
Maybe Bob can write a poem about Spaceship Earth.
Yeah, something deep and meaningful.
I was thinking like a haiku. Oh.
It's got a rhyme.
Yes.
Now I just need to Google, what is a haiku?
There you go.
It's 757, or is it 957?
Well, you're not
I can't
helping.
Remember.
I think it's 757. Yeah. Well, maybe it is 9.
See this. See what you've done, Kevin? Now I have homework.
All right, I'm moving on.
Yes, please do.
I'm going to Michelle, and Michelle writes, my question is, how far out in advance can a trip be booked? Just got back from a trip in October, loved it so much, we would like to possibly go again in, say, 2014 or 2015. I would like to start paying now to make it more affordable. Oh, and while I have your ear, is the wine and food always the same week in October? I really don't want to go while it's going on. Epcot was a nightmare. Chris, why don't you jump on?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, you were jumping on.
So okay.
Keep jumping.
You can book it 499 days in advance. So even though, you know, back in, I guess it was June, we had the 2013 rates come out, you couldn't book into December. You had to wait until 499 days out. So, and that's actually really smart. You know, a lot of times I think all of us have clients who, you know, will say, pay $25 every Friday or $50 or whatever. And those people are really smart because they're not left with a $3,000 bill, you know, 45 days prior to travel and kind of panicking how to pay that because it's a lot of money. So.
Why don't you explain that you can't book a package 499 days out? Why don't you explain how it actually works?
Why don't you explain it, Bob?
You can actually book a package 499 days out if those packages are available. Because, for example, when a package comes...
When the rates come out, they come out.
Right. When packages came out for 2013, you could book for up to 499 days in advance. So,
true.
But prior to those package rates.
So you could book basically at that point into October. So like I had people call for December and I'd have to say, no, we got to wait about 6 more weeks until you're 499 days out. But yeah, once the packages are out, they're out.
But if you want to book something, if someone wanted to book something for December, like Chris was saying, they could book a room only, and it's kind of weird because they don't guarantee it, and it's weird.
Well, now the room onlys are guaranteed, actually. They're guaranteed. If you can book that room, the rate is booked. The problem is that when you switch it over to a package, you don't the dining and the tickets aren't guaranteed unless it's within that year thing. So it's all very confusing, which is why you should always use a travel agent. Especially a friendly one.
Plug.
Well, that rules you out.
Yeah, exactly. No, in all seriousness, though, you know, it's 499 days. You might have to play with the dates a tiny bit based upon, you know, when you're booking, if the new ones have come out or not. But yeah.
Oh, and as for the Food and Wine Festival, it always generally does start up end of September, runs through October, and into the early part of November. Like this year, it ends on November 12th. So those dates change a little bit, but it's usually around then. So if you're going in October, count on the Food and Wine Festival to be in full swing at Epcot. To avoid some of the nightmare crowds that you might have seen, it's easier to go earlier in the day and, you know, try to avoid the evenings and avoid Epcot Food and Wine on the weekends, because that's when you're going to get your greatest influx of locals, and it does get crazy busy.
And really, if you totally want to avoid Food and Wine, and I kind of get that, and you want to go in the fall, because right now we don't know when they're going to offer free dining, but it's always sort of assumed that it'll come in the fall. That Monday after Thanksgiving, that week is a fantastic week. So think about that. Mm-hmm. And early
it's
December. Yeah, the only problem
first
with early
weekend,
December.
First, second week in December, I like those.
Yeah, I like those too, except if you want free dining, you're probably not going to get it that first week. So,
didn't they extend it last year into those first couple of weeks?
No, it went to what, the first or the second last year. And I think this year it was like the 30th, and then it started up again on the 10th, right? And then it went through the 20th. So whenever Pop Warner is, you're not
that's
going
right.
to get free dining.
And that's
so. Going to
be 5th, 6th area, if I'm not
yeah.
mistaken.
So you might get a room discount, though.
Yeah.
Just depends on what's out there. But yeah, those are very good weeks, and it's still fall weather. And it is a wonderful time of year to go. And some people
unless
shoot
you hate
for
Christmas.
Yeah. Unless you're a Grinch and you hate Christmas.
Hey, a lot of people actually don't like going then. I actually have read some comments that people say, you know, my family doesn't celebrate Christmas, and it's really kind of annoying that everything has, you know, everything's decorated for the holidays. So not everybody likes it.
See, I like Christmas. I don't like Ewoks, and I don't like Duffy Bears.
Or the laughter of children.
Chirping
birds.
I can tolerate the laughter a lot more than I can tolerate the crying.
All right, so I'm going to move over to Jamie. Jamie has our last question of the evening. And it's a good one. I like this because it does come up and it makes sense. Well, our answers will anyway. Suppose there is a free dining promotion and you want the plus dining plan. Would it make more sense to stay moderate and get the plus dining included or stay value resort and pay the upgrade? I really want to stay at Little Mermaid Art of Animation. Would that even be included in a free dining promotion next year? I've stayed at Pop and Port Orleans French Quarter. I would like to stay somewhere different each time. What would you guys suggest? And you know what? We need to make sure we answer this because we keep talking in terms of or talking to an audience that may know exactly what we're talking about. But this one is going to be, I think we need to explain a couple of things before really answering it, if that makes sense. Because sometimes we just answer things as though everyone knows
sure.
what we're talking about. But this one, we may need to do a little background.
So when you have, when Disney offers free dining, which they generally do, you know, historically they've offered free dining for like 8 years in a row from the end of August through December. And there are blackout dates. And then early winter, like January through March. Now this year they didn't offer it in January through March. But they did offer it in the fall. When they do offer that, there are certain resorts that are going to be included in the promotion and certain ones that won't. Usually they include just about everything and almost every room category. But recently they haven't included Little Mermaid because those are standard rooms at Art of Animation. They're very hard to come by. So what we have found is that, or what Disney does is they actually offer free quick service at the values and then free base dining, which is sort of your more economical. It's not economical. It makes more sense financially, really, because you get to sit down restaurants as opposed to just eat at quick service restaurants. They offer those at the moderate and the deluxe resorts. So what most people do, because they want to go to those character meals and everything, is they go ahead and go and upgrade their free quick service value dining up. Free quick service dining at the value resorts. They upgrade to the base. And what happens is, you know, depending on how old the kids are, that can add, you know, it could add, you know, probably $30, $40, $50 a day to upgrade. And when you add that up, you're thinking, well, maybe I should just go ahead and pay for the moderate room. I do this a lot. Actually, I've done this math a lot for clients, and it's still always a lot cheaper to go with the value with the base upgrade. So if you really want to stay at a moderate, well, fine. But if you want to save $500, stay at the value resort.
And upgrade from there.
And upgrade, yeah. That's what I would. I mean, almost every time people don't end up going to the moderate, I found. They just stay at the value. And really, the only good reason to stay at a moderate is you really love the theming or you need a bigger bed.
I need a bigger bed.
Yeah, in your case, somebody like you, and I have a client the other day who was in a situation where they needed to save some money, and I said, well, why don't you just, you know, go to a value? No, my husband's 6'2". He can't really sleep in a double bed. So they stayed at Port Orleans.
And really, the difference that you're looking at, it is about $20 a day, roughly, per person. So really, if you have four adult type, you know,
Yeah.
Juniors.
Like, say you have a 14-year-old, a 12-year-old, and two grown-ups.
Right. What you're going to save is, at best, during peak season, going from a quick service dining plan to the plus dining is $77.50.
Right.
So I think you're right. You got me. Because that's going to be, that's less than what you would pay to go from a value to a moderate in most cases. Because during the free dining, you're going to pay rack rate.
And I only know that because, you know, I'm like the queen of the values. Like, I would never put someone in a moderate if they don't need it. And like I said, I think, you know, unless you love the theming, you know, why would you pay it? Now, like, I, you know, for some people, that tiny bit of a difference, maybe $20 a night, you know, if you're talking about a family with that kind of makeup with the older kids, you know, it might not matter. But for some people, when you're talking about a 7-night stay, that $25 a night or whatever, it makes a difference between, you know, whether they can go or not.
Yeah.
So, and who thinks that Little Mermaid's going to be included in a promotion next fall?
I don't think so.
They don't need to.
Yeah, not if the bookings remain as steady as they have been at Little Mermaid. I that can all change, but
I do think it will come to the point that a lot of people just won't be willing to pay the price.
Yeah.
Although the price isn't that much more.
You know what,
though? Mermaid.
Well, but when you're saying pay the price, but the price is no discount, because like I have a group of families that are going in January and none of them wanted to move. And I kept nagging them. I kept sending them emails going, this is how much you can save, blah, blah, blah. And they finally just said, no, we're not moving. It's not worth it. You know, they initially knew they could all move to Pop, you know, and they weren't, you know, totally adverse to it, but when it came right down to it, they really wanted to stay at a new resort.
Did you send them an email telling them that a giant statue of King Triton may be leering at them into their room?
Yeah, really. I actually did send them a bunch of pictures from when I was down there. But, you know, I think right now, I think it's going to be pretty popular. But I think for, you know, after a while, you know, who knows? It's a lot of beds.
It's going to take a while before
the newness wears off.
Well, yeah, before the newness wears off, because Disney has such a turnover of clientele. I mean, a lot of people repeat, and so you may lose them, but you constantly have new people there, and they're going to want to try the newest, latest, and greatest resort.
And that resort is a winner. The reviews are overwhelmingly positive.
And I think it's got 5 thumbs up from us.
You know what? I think it is a winner, but I also think that I think that Little Mermaid will stay popular, but I think the price of those suites, when you look that you could pay just a tiny bit more a night and stay at, you know, a 1-bedroom and a deluxe resort, I'm probably going to stay in a deluxe resort.
But you can't get as many people in a deluxe resort.
Well, you could get 5 into Animal, like 5 into Animal Kingdom Lodge in a 1-bedroom.
But you can get 6 over at Animation.
Yeah.
So if you've got 6, that's the answer.
I see your point, Lisa, but, and yes, if you've got 6, you may... If you got 6, that's your option. But
I think 2 rooms at a value, that's going to be comparable
too.
That's
still a good deal. I don't know. Yeah. I see Chris's point. I think the, especially depending on what season, like summer, I think the prices of those Art of Animation suites are a bit high.
They're like, what, $360?
Yeah, that's, you know, if you're calling yourselves a value, I wouldn't be surprised if we see Art of Animation go into a newly created category. Like, you have value.
Well, it's considered a value plus.
Right, yeah. But that's what Disney unofficially, I guess, calls it, but they don't have a separate category when you go to a book called value plus.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see a separate created category called value plus. But I mean, they've already gone as far as to charge extra for specific Savannah views and specific water views.
The Savannah views are getting kind of crazy.
Yeah, so
yeah, crazy.
Would it really surprise you then to see a separate created category so that they can justify charging?
But you know what? Disney's got some untold or unstated categories anyway. You've got the cabins, which are like a moderate plus, and then you've got Wilderness Lodge and Animal Kingdom that are deluxe minus.
Yeah,
that's a good point, because it's hard to explain to people that, you know, okay, for example, you know, your room at Animal Kingdom Lodge is not quite like your room at Grand Floridian.
Right.
You know,
you're not going to get five people in there. You're going to get four. You know, there are differences. So, you know, they've been doing this all along.
Yeah.
With these little unknown subcategories. So
it's just hard when you are using the word value. I think anytime you're using the word value suite, you know, value resort,
mm-hmm.
and you're charging $360 a night.
Well,
right.
The word value and suite don't usually go together.
Yeah.
Either.
Nope. Right.
It's so almost like they need to have a family suite category.
Well, Chris, what is the family suite in comparison over at Music?
Well, I think they're basically the same layout, but there's no comparison.
No. But I mean in price.
Oh, gosh. That's a good question. I don't know off the top of my head. I think they're pretty close. I think the difference is, and in fact, I know they're pretty close because I've quoted both of them. The difference is you can get discounts over at Music.
Right. I do think that you have less space at Music.
I think you're probably right. You know what? And it's hard to tell because they're just not, you know, the furniture and everything isn't laid out as well. And I think you are right. You do have less space there.
And I think
you
the sleeping accommodations are better at Animation.
Absolutely. I will be interested to see if they will make the Nemo suites a preferred location.
I was just going to say, I wonder.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's the closest to the pools. It's the closest to the food court.
Right.
It's
right
one of
there.
The most popular.
But honest to goodness, it's not that far.
No, it's totally not.
I see negative comments from people. Oh, we stayed in Little Mermaid in a standard room and we had to walk 10 minutes. And I'm like,
welcome to Caribbean Beach, Coronado Springs. Welcome to any resort.
Animal
yeah,
King
I mean, welcome to a
you
theme
need a
park.
Sherpa.
Right.
I mean, welcome to, yeah.
It's like the person that drives around the parking lot for 20 minutes so they can get a better spot and save 20 steps. And then they go into the mall and they walk for 4 hours.
No, even better, my gym.
Yes.
When you go to the gym and there are these people who haven't gotten out of their car, like, really? Or the people who park, we have special parking there for parents with children. And sometimes people who don't have kids park there. And I'm like, really? Look at you. You're going to go run 8 miles.
But yeah, they need that close space. Well, it's I guess it's psychosomatic. I don't know. I get a chuckle out of reading comments like that because I thought the entire resort was very manageable to navigate.
I did too. And you know what? I think part of it is it's so well themed that you're distracted by all these wonderful things that you're looking at and just immersed in. And you're like, oh, look at that. Look at that. Look at that. And, you don't realize.
But I think Chris has a good point. I would not be surprised to see either a separate category or preferred locations now.
I think you may see
family.
You're going to see preferred location for Nemo, I think, but I don't think you're going to see a separate category. It's going to be one of those unofficial value plus. Just my thought. And okay. since I had the final word, I'm going to wrap it up right here.
Oh, well, be that way.
You're trying to get the last word.
Yes.
That's not shocking.
Okay, so can we expect your haiku next time?
Yeah, I'll fit it into my busy schedule, sure.
Thank you. You'll dream it up sometime in the evening and present it to us.
So as everybody probably knows by now, because we've been pushing hard for it on our Facebook page, the podcast awards are currently running, and Mouse Chat was honored to be nominated for Best Travel Podcast, and voting is running now to select a winner now through November 15th. So you can vote once per day by going to www.podcastawards.com. Scroll all the way down to the page. It's on the right-hand side under Travel. Select Mouse Chat. Put in your name and address. Name and email address. And click on Vote. And then it will ask you to verify in your email. Takes all of 15 seconds, really. So please... Please, 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 we're up against some very, very good shows. It'd be an honor to win, and the podcast that has won the award for the last 5 or 6 years is a formidable opponent, and we'd love for just somebody else to win. Anybody else.
And, you know, us, that'd be great.
Us especially, but if it can't be us, we'd like somebody else. But, I mean, it was an honor. You guys got us nominated, and for that we're very grateful. But please, we need your help to get out the word. Please share, you know, the word on your Facebook page. Vote for us. I've been posting reminders every day, trying to be funny with them on our Facebook page. So take a look there. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. But, you know, whatever.
I think your attempts are funny.
Yeah, I'm at least trying. So it's funny to me. Okay. And that's what counts. So yes. So please, www.podcastawards.com. Vote now through November 15th, and we
vote every
promise,
day.
Yep, vote every day. Get everybody in your family to vote every day. Create an email address for your family dog. Have him vote every day. No,
it's one per computer, right?
One per email address. I'm just kidding. But yeah, and we promise after November 15th, we will not be this annoying, and we'll just go back to being regular annoying.
Okay, that's good to know. And what happens if we actually win?
Well, the awards are announced on January 7th in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So I'm not really sure what happens.
How do we get the results then?
Well, one of us has got to go.
But it still has to stay in Vegas. We can broadcast from Vegas.
Yeah, there you go.
Steve's rolling his eyes at me.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think there's a large cash prize involved in this, and I'm pretty sure none of us are getting like a car if we win. But just the glory of it would be pretty darn awesome.
But what else happens if we win?
Well, we get to say that we are the, you know, podcast, best travel podcast of
You're
the
missing
year.
This, Bob. You're getting a haircut.
Oh yes. And because I I in a moment of weakness agreed that if Mouse Chat is the winner, I will allow either Chris or a fan to shave my head completely bald in the middle of Main Street USA or the Walt Disney World theme park of your choice. I'm not fussy. I'll even, at the same time, I've also agreed to tattoo the Mouse Chat logo somewhere on my body. And that is not a tattoo that I want.
Why don't you want that? You have other tattoos.
That it doesn't really go with my other tattoos.
I don't know. I think I'd renege on the Mouse Chat tattoo.
It's in.
Steve,
you? Maybe you should get one.
Oh, yeah.
Besides, you know, I figure with the tattoo, you know, in 50 years, I could look down at it and say, you know, what the heck is a mouse cat? Who drew this on me? So in my senile dementia state. So I'm in it to win it. I'm totally serious. I will do it. I will shave my head. I will get the tattoo, but I can only get us there if you guys get out and vote for us. So, and you don't see those other Disney podcasts offering to shave their heads. I just pointing out. So,
or get a tattoo, although they may already have one that we don't know about.
That would be interesting. It's like a secret club, like an initiation. Yeah. To join, you have to, like, you know, ink your skin. Please, again, vote for us. Get out the vote. We appreciate any support you can give us, and we appreciate your votes.
All right. So from there, I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to thank Pixie Vacations once again for sponsoring this podcast. And if you like our shows, you can go to iTunes or to mousechat.net, and you can download them there. You can send us your comments and questions to comments@mousechat.net, and we hope to hear from you with all of those questions. And please join us again here next time on Mouse Chat.